Chapter 1. Lately, I'd been checking off a lot of items on my bucket list. I felt motivated to keep it up. This time, I was in the mood for something fun. I'd been scouring local social media for wedding announcements. After watching a movie recently about wedding crashing, I was dying to try it out myself. It seemed very daring, and I didn't think it would cause too much harm. After all, there were always a few no-shows for weddings, and their food and fun would go to waste if I didn't show up to fill in. At least that's what I was telling myself as I worked up the nerve to do it. Since I had the weekend off from Fluff and Stuff, this was the perfect time to dive into a new adventure. I'd invited Max over to watch a movie, and he seemed riveted by the action. More likely it had to do with the machine gun carrying woman dressed in the bikini, but I wasn't judging him on his movie selection. I hadn't been paying much attention as I perused the local happenings. It wasn't long before I came across a listing for a wedding in a nearby park. Many people plan their weddings there in the spring. It was exactly what I'd been waiting for. "This is it!" I stood up so fast that I nearly knocked the bowl of popcorn Max and I were sharing onto the floor.
"What is it?"
He looked as if I had startled him. I turned my computer around so that he could see the screen. "Kayla and Caleb are getting married!" I nearly sang the words.
"Friends of yours?"
he asked, looking very confused. Max pretty much knew all of my friends, of which there weren't many. "Nope, I've never met them." I was so excited that I couldn't stop smiling.
"Then why do you care if they're getting married?"
"Because it's perfect. They're getting married in the park. That means that it won't be hard to crash it."
"What?"
He stared at me with complete confusion. "Crash the wedding." I stared at him as if it was strange that he was not comprehending what I was saying. "It's on my list."
"Oh, the list."
He raised an eyebrow.
"So, you think it's important to your development as a person to crash a wedding?"
"Some things on the list are just for fun," I said. "It can't all be soul-changing."
"Right. And how exactly is crashing a wedding fun?"
he asked. "How isn't it? There's good food, free drinks, and the opportunity to dance the night away."
"Okay," he said. "Or we could go to a club."
"That's not the same thing. There's no romance in going to the club."
"As if there's any romance at a wedding," Max said.
I rolled my eyes. Max was a self-declared bachelor with no clear intention of ever getting married, which was a shame in my opinion, because Max was, without a doubt, a really great guy. If he gave it a chance, I was sure he would make a wonderful husband. Not that I wanted anyone else to have him. "It says here it starts at 3 p.m. tomorrow," I said. "Just enough time for me to get everything I need to go."
"You're serious about this, huh?"
he asked. "Well, what do you think? Would you come with me?" I braced myself for his answer. As long as Max and I had known each other, we'd always done everything together, but we'd never crashed a wedding.
"Do you want me to?"
He flopped his head back against the couch and groaned a little. "I wouldn't have asked if I didn't want you to," I said. "But I don't want you to go unless you want to go."
"Sammy, you know I'd do anything for you.
But a wedding? I mean, it's not exactly my idea of a good time." "I know." I shrugged and smiled. "That's fine. I'm sure there will be plenty of men there for me to dance with."
"See, now I feel like I'm letting you down."
He sat forward on the couch. I could feel his gaze on me as I carried our empty wine glasses and the remainder of the popcorn into the kitchen.